Welcome to the Community Fellowship Podcast, your way to stay connected with biblically themed messages, discussions, and interviews from Community Fellowship in East Barnard, Texas. Learn more about our church at the cfeb.church website, check us out on social media at CF East Barnard, or attend an in-person service at 635 Main Street in East Barnard. We are a local church that works to make the love of Christ for all humanity known to our community and the world. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy this week's content.
Well, some of you guys may know that I spent about 20, 25 years in student and kids ministry because of the incredible belief that I have that it is super important for us to invest in the next generation. And so you got to see a little bit of their camp experience, but we also wanted them to be able to share a little bit. So we have a few people who are going to be able to share. We have a couple of campers, and we have one of our leaders that's going to be able to share this morning. And they don't know what order they're doing it in. Well, Ross does. He's our leader. He knows what order it is. But the rest of them don't know. But so I'm going to ask Gracie. I know that you're a little bit nervous. She's like, oh, no. But I'm going to ask her to come up and share. I think she's got an incredible testimony of what happened for her at camp. And so I would love for her to be able to come and share first. Thanks, Gracie. Oh, yes, let's get a mic. Yeah.
Hello. Ooh. Okay. Good morning, everyone. I'm Gracie, and this was my first year attending this camp. I just want to start by saying thank you for giving me the chance to share my experience from Wild Week. It was truly an incredible experience for me, and I wanted to talk about how it has impacted my life in such a positive way and allowed Jesus to influence me. So, to be honest, I had never been to a summer church camp before, and I was really nervous about it. My best friend couldn't make it, so I was feeling a little bit hesitant. However, my family had already paid for it, so I decided to go. And I'm forever grateful that I did. It turned out to be one of the most life-changing experiences I have ever had. You see, before that week, I had always felt like I've seen God work in other people's lives before, and I've seen how he's changed them, but I've just always felt like I was left out of that, like I couldn't change my life to look like Jesus and work towards him because of the mistakes I made in the past and stuff that always felt like was weighing me down. But I really couldn't have been more wrong. If I have learned anything from Wild Week, it's Jesus loves everyone unconditionally, no matter how big of the mistakes you made. And no matter what you've done before, you can always be forgiven and changed for the better. For a long time, I've always felt like I never really had a relationship with him personally until my experience at camp. I truly have never felt his presence like I did there. I made a commitment at Wild Week, along with some of the rest of the campers there, to give my life to Christ, and I made that decision on the spot. It was one of the first nights we were there, and during worship and in the speeches, I realized that accepting Jesus into my heart was what I've been missing in my life. Until now, I have never felt or seen the Lord work in people's lives the same way I did during Wild Week. I made what felt like a spontaneous choice, it has had the biggest impact on me. I felt like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, and I am finally free from what was holding me back for so long. Today, I'm getting baptized, and I'm committed to living my life the way the Lord, that reflects the way the Lord, oh my gosh, that reflects the love of the Lord. I'm forever grateful for the members of this church and all the kind people who made Wild Week possible. Your support and presence made a difference in my life, and I am so thankful for the opportunity. Thank you all for being a part of my journey towards a closer relationship with God. Because of all of you, I was able to truly see Jesus' unconditional love for me.
Thank you, Gracie. That was so good. I'm crying over here. I love being able to see what God does. Next, I'm going to ask Kendall to come up. I know, she's like, You might remember Kendall. She spoke last year, and it was incredible. I mean, I remember just being knocked off my socks going, I don't know if I should be the pastor. Maybe we got one right here in front of us. So I'm going to let her speak again.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Kendall Kutach. I'm a sophomore at EBHS. I got asked to speak today, and honestly, I'm a little nervous. Didn't really have a bunch of time to prepare something, but I'll do my best. So I've been going to this Wild Week camp for 3 years. So whenever they started it, I mean, I was really excited. I've never really done a church camp, just like Gracie and a bunch of others. It was all our first year, and we were all just excited to be there. And there's a bunch of pastors that always speak at these church camps, and one really, really impacted me always, every year. His name's Chris Lovell, and he does this really cool thing where he gives campers the opportunity to give their lives to Christ. Like, he calls them all to the stage, and it takes a lot of courage to just get up out of your seat in front of all your peers and fully make a commitment. But it really makes a difference in all of our lives. I did it my first year, and I was able to have the opportunity for my dad and my sister to go with me this year. And I was really, really, really praying, like begging God on my knees that they would make the commitment, because I was just wanted them to feel what I felt. And whenever the Holy Spirit wraps around you like that, it's really something amazing. It's incredible. And just the opportunity to get to go, like all of y'all donating to us, like it's incredible. My whole path with the Lord has totally changed. I grew up and I was Catholic, and I'd always gone to like CCD and VBS. And this year, whenever we started coming to Community Fellowship was when they started the 514. And so I've really been here since the start, and it's just completely changed everything for me, and I couldn't have asked for a better opportunity. Y'all, did y'all see how many people were in that video? Did y'all see that? The first year, there were like 15 kids. That was at least 30. We have doubled in size. It's incredible, and it only took a small voice. Without 514, we would have never been here. And so I'm just very, very grateful that the leaders and everybody in this church has really just made a difference for all of us. But it's incredible. Thank y'all so much for the support, and y'all are awesome. Thank you.
Told you she's good. All right, and then last, we have Kendall's dad, Ross, is going to come up and share. And I'm excited for him to be able to talk about his experience.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Well, as Pastor James said, my name is Ross, and Kendall and Sophie are my daughters. I had the opportunity to go to this camp this year. Mr. Isaac kind of trapped me. Came over on a Friday and walked up with a six-pack of cold refreshments and said, "Hey, man, can I talk to you?" I said, "Sure, hand me one of those." Well, about halfway through, he says, "Man, we're kind of in a bind. We really need another male role model at the camp." I said, "Well, sure, buddy, no problem. I'm right here. I'll go. No problem." Well, the next day, all of a sudden, I'm getting phone calls. "Hey, what's your shirt size? What's this? What's that?" And I'm like, "Oh, we were just talking." "Yeah, it's okay." But no, he pushed me, and I actually went to the camp. It was my first camp in probably 30 years. I grew up Catholic and used to go to Victoria to the retreat center. And probably when I was 9 or 10, decided to make the decision to live for Jesus and follow Christ. But until recently, when my daughter went and came back and I saw the change in her, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll go with them next year and see what it's all about, and maybe Sophie will go, and then maybe my wife could go too. So we went. It was an unbelievable experience. I'm wearing the same shirt that I wore last week because our team is green, okay? So when you're buying Christmas presents, make sure you buy your significant other green, because we are going to need some more camp leaders this year. That's where this is going. My wife is going to get to go next year. I'm going to stay at home. We can't both go, but I want her to experience what I did there, seeing the people rush the stage, and you got to see a little bit in the video, but seeing 200 people get up to go to the stage and bow and say, you know what, I'm going to follow Christ, or I'm going to change my life, or I'm going to do one small thing to be better than I was before I got here. That's kind of what I took away from the whole thing. It's not, you know, you're in a room with 800 people that are as enthusiastic as our leaders here every week. The one thing that I did appreciate about the camp was getting to know everybody's kids. Oh, my goodness, there's so many personalities. We were in cramped quarters, let me tell you. If you saw the pictures of the beds sleeping, there were 24 beds in a room that was the size of my living room. So we got to know each other really, really well. Tim and Isaac and I kind of let the kids go to sleep before we did every night because that way when we started snoring, we wouldn't wake them up. But it was a fun experience. The structure of the camp is unbelievable. So it is very routine-oriented. If you're into that, you'd be fine. You get up every morning, it's breakfast, and then you have worship, and then you go into breakout sessions. Now, the breakout sessions were probably my favorite part. The entire thing is centered around the Bible. There's a message, kind of how we do here. We have a few verses, and then we go and talk about it. The breakout sessions are individual. It's just with our group. So the video that you saw where everybody's in the room and we're all talking, that's a breakout session. And we get to intimately sit down and talk about, okay, what did this mean to you and what did it mean to you and how can it affect your life? And that, to me, is what was missing from the faith that I had was, you know what, I want to discuss God's Word. I want to dig into it, and I've always wanted to read the Bible. And for the past 2 years, I've been sitting here going, you know what, maybe I should start. Where do I start? You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. So we start coming to church here. My daughter drags us here, and I'm like, okay, let's see what it's all about. I got here to go to the camp, did not have a Bible. I've never owned one. And I asked him, I said, hey, do you think I could borrow a Bible for the thing? And he said, sure, go ahead. I've read it every day since. I've missed 2 days. One of the things we talked about at camp was reading the Bible. You need to have a relationship with Jesus. I don't care if you're 10 or if you're 80. You need to be reading the Word every day, okay? And I've felt it hard that I needed to do it the past 2 years, but I just haven't done it. Well, we get to this, I take the Bible with me, and what do they say when we get there? You need to be reading the Word every day. You need to develop a relationship with Jesus. Okay, well, where do we start? That's the hardest part. Sometimes all you need is a little nudge. We're sitting in this group, and my daughter says, you know what, I started in Psalms. It was easy to understand. It was easy for me to read. Maybe that'll help somebody here know where to start. Well, it was me. That's where I started. So I'm in book two now and going through and going to continue on that path. Amen. I mentioned the small portions of the word at a time and then going and focusing on it. The other part of the camp was the worship and the songs. The band is unbelievable. It's the same band that does the worship in College Station. They have 8,000 people a week that come to Reed Arena and pack Reed Arena to listen to the word. I highly encourage y'all go to that if you can, if you have time. Breakaway. Okay. For the kids, the experience is unbelievable. They're encouraged. They're empowered. They get to participate. It's a very, very good, it's structured around the kids very well. And it gets them in the Bible. It gets them reading the Bible, which is what we're after. Kendall mentioned Chris Lovell. I see this guy walk out on stage. He's 6'6", tall, clean cut. And he starts to speak, and I said, man, I've seen that guy before. Where have I seen that guy before? And I'm listening into his voice, and I'm like, man, I've heard that. Chris is a college basketball coach, and he made a pretty deep run in the NCAA tournament the last 2 years. And I didn't notice it at the time, but when he walked out and he started speaking, I'm like, really, I know that guy. I've seen a lot of speakers. I've been to a lot of concerts. I've done a lot of things. Chris is extremely powerful. And as a college basketball coach, to be this enamored in his faith and what he wants to teach the youth, it's pretty amazing. He spoke 3 days in a row, and we were super lucky. Best speaker that was there, one of the best I've ever seen. So what a great experience that we got to get on a bus with all these kids and go and have a good time and develop this relationship. A couple of things that Chris said that have stuck with me that I won't forget. He said, use Bible as an acronym. Basic information before leaving Earth. That will never leave. I'll think about that always, but it is a roadmap. And like he said, it is the roadmap to get you to eternal life. Basic information before leaving earth. Pretty powerful. The other thing he said is, if you're going to follow the new path and you're going to change your, even if you're not going to change, if you just want to do something different with your life, be a little bit more Christ-like, replace your old habits with new habits. Replace your sitting on the couch watching TV, or replace your sitting and scrolling through Facebook every morning with 30 minutes of Bible time. Replace your old habits with your good habits. We took 41 kids and 7 adults this year. And I don't see any reason, if the kids can bring one friend with them, that we can't get to 60 next year. And I'd love to see 10 adults there. Like I said, I'm not going to be able to make it. My wife will go, but we're going to need your help. It was a great experience, great time. The food's, it's not Luby's, but it's not the cafeteria at school. But great time, wonderful experience. If you've got any questions, catch me afterwards. It was something I'm very happy that I did, and I'd love to do again. Thank you.
Well, thank you to all of you guys for speaking. We really appreciate it. Again, that encourages us and builds us up. You know, first thing, you heard Gracie say this. Immediately after our gathering time this morning, we're going to go over to Pullen Pond, and we are going to baptize her. It's going to be an incredible experience for us to get to surround her in love and this commitment that she's making, the decision that she's making. It's super exciting. I also want to hit on a couple of things that Ross said that are super important, because he talked about at the very end about habits and replacing some of the habits that you have with other habits. And he also talked about Bible study, and he talked about getting in a group, right? He talked about that time in the groups where he was discussing what God's word meant was super valuable to him. And I just want to say this, because this is our heartbeat. We have said this forever. Our heartbeat is that you would get into the Bible. We have a resource out in the lobby that you're welcome to grab that is a daily Bible reading plan. Please grab that. Get right on track with us, and you can follow along with us. And that way, if there's other people that you know that are in that Bible study plan as well, then you guys can have conversations about it. You can talk about what you're learning from God's word. The other thing is that in a few weeks, we are going to be having a groups Sunday. A couple of weeks, we're going to have groups Sunday. We would love for you to get involved in a group. In the group is where we change and is where we grow. This is incredible. We love coming and worshiping together. We love spending time together as the body of Christ, but it's in a smaller group where we are challenged, where we hear each other's interpretation, where we try to listen to what God's saying to each of us is where we change. So we really, really encourage you to get into a group. That is super, super important for your spiritual growth. All right, I want to close our time together in a little bit of prayer before we worship and kind of end our time together in worship. But don't forget, right afterwards, Pullen Pond, we're going to go over there, get to baptize Gracie. All right, let me pray. Father, I thank you so much this morning for getting to hear the experience of each of these campers. And God, how it impacted their life, how they're walking away different, how they're walking away changed. God, I just love the story and got so emotional hearing Gracie talk about, God, this impact that your Holy Spirit had on her as she heard that very first night the message of the gospel and how she wanted to respond to what Jesus has done. God, we thank you, and we're going to celebrate. We're so excited with her, God, what you did in her heart at camp. But Father, I also love hearing Kendall's story about how this is, God, this, several times now. She's been for at least 3 years, and God, how incredible it's been each year, how it impacts her, how it touches her, and then how she wants to bring that home. And God, even hear Ross say how she's changed because of this experience that she's had at camp. God, that's what all of us desire. We desire to be more like Jesus. And Father, we know that it's through your Holy Spirit at work in us. That's the only way that that can happen. So we thank you for Kendall's story. Father, I thank you for Ross. I thank you for his bravery to get up here and be able to share his experience as a leader and even asking for other adults to be a part of it, God, because of the impact that it's made on him. God, I pray for all of our students, God, that went, even the students that weren't able to go, God, that you would continue to grab this generation. God, that you would continue to move in this generation to draw them closer to Jesus, God, so that they might live out a faith that's real and broken and honest about how good of a God that you are, that you loved us so much, that you sent your son to be the sacrifice for our sin so that we could be in a relationship with you. Father, we thank you for that. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
you have questions about this week's message or would like to start a conversation with someone about what it means to walk with Christ, please email pastor@cfeb.church. You can find earlier episodes of our podcast on our website at cfeb.church, where you can also give online to help support Community Fellowship in our mission to reflect and share Christ's love. We can also be found on many major distribution platforms like Apple Podcasts, where you can subscribe to stay connected. Thank you again for listening. Now go out and love one another like Jesus did.